There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To hear this song trailing them as they leave and enter a room. So either they're playing it before you jump in the room or sometimes when you leave the room. That, of course, is Hail to the Chief when you are president. Somebody who really wanted to hear it and felt like it was her turn. Hillary Clinton admitted, or said anyway, she was sorry for using a private email at the State Department. She's been reluctant to use those words in the past. Now she's come out and she said it on Facebook. She said it verbally. She said it on ABC News. It was a mistake. I'm sorry about it. I take responsibility. She says, what I had done was allowed. It was above board. But in retrospect, as I look back at it now, even though it was allowed, I should have used two accounts, one for personal, one for work-related emails. I think she's exasperated in trying to defend herself against this public scrutiny of how she handled government information since the whole email nonsense kicked open, the Pandora's box that keeps blowing in her face because the State Department is doing the slow leak of the emails. So she released 30,000 emails, but a little bit at a time is coming out, and then everything is redacted that is sensitive, and the questions just have no end. The New York Times, in fact, using intelligence sources, officials quoting them, reported that a special intelligence review of two emails that she got as Secretary of State had endorsed a finding by the Inspector General for the intelligence agencies that the emails contained highly classified info when she received them. And see, this is what they're grappling with. The sensitive information. What's the sensitive information and how could you have that out there? And, you know, will this apology suffice? And is she going to get out of the race? Not voluntarily. I don't see it. I think she stays in and is digging in and trying to make something happen and, you know, hoping that this goes away. But there's no magic act here. You can't make it disappear. It's not like the doves on stage. You fling a handkerchief over them and poof, they're gone. Where are the birds? This isn't going away. And the drumbeat keeps on increasing. All right, a couple of things to kick off here from the top because we've talked about this Iran nuke deal so much. There was a Pew poll. And, you know, the whole idea of a Pew poll, if you're going to spout any knowledge or information about polls, the Pew poll is supposed to be one that's not slanted in any direction. So the Pew poll found that only 1/5 of Americans approve of the Iran nuclear deal, but that's down. So it's down 12% from 2 months ago. So what's different? Only the 21% favor the deal that's going to be taken up by Congress. 49% oppose it. 30 have no opinion, and it's massive partisan divide, of course, but what else is new? The Republicans oppose it. Almost half of the Democrats favor it. But support is waning kind of across the board. Chuck Schumer, longtime Democrat senator from New York, he is definitely one of the Democrats that says, I will not go there. And though Republicans in Congress have enough votes to defeat the deal, they don't have enough votes to override the president's promised veto. So we know that that's a non-starter, really. There's going to be a lot of demagoguery, but it doesn't matter. It's not going to change the facts. It's going to spend some of our taxpayer money, and we'll get to hear different opinions. But it's not going to change what ultimately happens. It is a done deal. It would be a miracle, a Hail Mary, if you if you will, if that were to flip around. And I don't see how that happens. Jeb Bush, tired of being beat up by the Donald, says that he's proposing a 28% top tax rate in a new plan. So he's proposing some tax cuts. You know, he comes from the tree of Read My Lips, so he knows to be careful when you talk about money, whether you're speaking softly, have low energy, or you're very energetic. But that's what he unveiled on the trail on the Labor Day weekend. He wrote about it, in fact, on the Wall Street Journal's website on Tuesday. He said he would cut the 7 current tax brackets to 3. And the tax brackets, does this work for you, would be 28%, 25%, and 10%. How do I get in that 10%? And he said he's calling it Reform and Growth Act of 2017. Simplifying the tax code. Oh, please, can somebody do that? So there'd be like 15 million Americans that wouldn't bear any income tax liability. The marriage penalty is eliminated. The death tax is ended. Charitable contributions are capped for the wealthy, I guess. Not good for charities. Corporate inversions would end. And then there's a whole slew of other things that he proposed. And he says he knows all about this because it worked when he did it as governor. The state's economy, he says, took off. And if you check the numbers, it did grow at about 4.4%. And that incomes that went up a little bit raised the median income. And that's the key with him. I think along the way, he's just going to keep pushing this. He's just going to keep hitting this. But as long as you've got Donald Trump in the race, he is not going to get the big headlines. He's not going to draw the big attention that Trump gets. And Trump doesn't look like he's going anywhere. I mean, he's in this for the long haul. So while the tax cuts, Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side is apologizing for using a private email at the State Department. Donald Trump is saying that the U.S. has to accept some refugees from the Middle East because it's just that bad that we have to do something about it. Some of those that are fleeing from Syria. And the numbers are staggering. Of course, we've seen the horrific pictures. And we know that Germany is saying that they'll take in 500,000. They're saying that's what they pledge to do. And other European countries are right in the thick of this. So stay tuned for sure to see what happens here. Because we saw in Hungary the big standoff. And it's interesting because if you look at Trump, the whole thing with the border, but now he's saying, well, with this Middle Eastern immigrants, it's a different place, and refugees, he says, can't be ignored on humanitarian grounds, that you can't ignore that something has to happen here, and we have to be part of the solution. All right, a good reminder for all of you that we are taking the show on the road. You can help us take the show on the road again, simply by going to KateOnTheRoad.com, KateOnTheRoad.com. You want to check it out because if you click in the middle of the page, you'll see that you'll be registered to win a computer. Stay with us. Don't forget, at the end of the hour, we have our first Nail the Score of the season. Hang with us.
Going places that I've never been. Things that I may never see again.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men. Tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Summer and people start talking about vacations, but it's so shocking to me that a lot of people don't even use their vacation time. I have a friend who works for a big network that'll be nameless on these airwaves, but I think they guilt her so much into taking time off that she now has accrued like 20 weeks of vacation. It's just ridiculous. You have to use your vacation time. I mean, for goodness sake, there are so many things that you can do with your vacation, and I'm so excited to bring to the show for that reason, because we're going to emphasize things you need to do besides all the politics that we're constantly talking about. We're going to talk about some other things too, as we have done throughout the time that we've had together on America Tonight. We have Marco Aguilar. He is a 25-year veteran of the travel industry, and he nailed it. He's right. Americans aren't taking the vacation time that they need and deserve. Marco, thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
So why do you think people don't take vacations? What are the excuses besides the obvious saying, I don't have any money?
Well, you know, it's a whole bunch of different things. Of course, money plays a big role. People plan when they buy a house, when they buy a car, but they don't plan when they take a vacation, when they want to take a vacation. And as a matter of fact, the most important asset that we have as human beings is our time. We don't plan for it. We don't plan what we're going to do with our time. Another reason why people don't take the vacation is because many people are afraid that they're going to lose their jobs. This reason is way up there, and it's sometimes, and most of the times I would say, it's just a story that people tell themselves in their heads. Reality is in most cases, that their bosses will be okay and will encourage them to take a vacation. But it's an open conversation that each individual needs to have with their employer or their bosses. And remember one thing, your employer is also a human being and has exactly the same needs for time off as you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember that. Absolutely. And you say vacation should have a purpose. You know, you're going, you're traveling, but you should have an outcome in mind. And I really love that. And what can the outcomes be? What do you think the outcomes should be?
Well, there's tons of things, but travel is really transformational. A lot of magical things happen when you step out there and you travel. And by what I mean by that is not go into what I call the vacation rat race. Don't go back to that beach that you've been to 10 times and spend 7 days laying on a beach sipping margaritas. There's a lot more to the world than doing that. And some of the things that you can do, for instance, is one of the things that I really recommend is what's your passion? What's the thing that you like to watch on TV? What's that sport, that art you really enjoy? Go do it. Now there's classes for everything almost everywhere. And it's so easy just to Google it and find out, you know, and follow your passion. Another really nice thing that you can do is go on a volunteer vacation. So go someplace where you can help others by volunteering, help them build their houses. There's opportunities like that all over the world. But sometimes you don't even need to go that far right here in the U.S. You can also find great volunteer vacation opportunities.
That, I mean, that's great. The volunteer vacations are tremendous. What made you get into the travel industry? What drew you to it?
This was a long, long time ago in a very distant galaxy, like today. Over 25 years ago, I started working in a small boutique hotel in Toronto, north of Toronto, Canada. Then I went down to Mexico, and I was a tour guide there for a while and also a travel agent. And then for the last 17 years, I have owned and directed a marketing and public relations company that serves the industry of going places. And my company and myself have been instrumental in promoting many U.S. destinations to the Latin American market.
Wow. Do you find that... This is kind of an interesting question because I spent some time in a couple of countries in Latin America, and to me it seems like the Latin Americans take their vacations. Do you think that's true versus Americans?
It is true. This is a very interesting point. The U.S. is the only industrialized nation without a vacation policy. And now that we're going into the election season and the politics and all of this, maybe some of the candidates might want to consider including a time off and vacation policy in their platform.
Yeah, exactly. So smart to do that. What are the hot places to visit? I mean, you know, we talked about some reasons and all that, but what are some of the hot places that people want to go right now when they call you, or where do you find people are really booking spots?
Well, Hawaii has always been, you know, a top spot. It's really nice. It's very safe. You're getting a tropical environment, but you're still in the U.S. It's just beautiful, the hotels, the resorts, and there's lots of things to do in Hawaii. Hawaii can also be a very educational experience, especially if you go to the Long Island. You can go to the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. You can go to the top of Mauna Kea and do a stargazing tour, which is fantastic. Mauna Kea is actually one of the best spots in the world for stargazing. And if you're on the East Coast, the Caribbean is closer. There's wonderful destinations. Florida, always popular. Bermuda, I think they're doing also a pretty good job. If you like tropical climates, Bermuda is nice. But one of the things that I really like to talk about are the national parks. Especially, you know, earlier we mentioned about one of the reasons being money, financial, people not planning economically for their vacations. But the national parks and the state parks are wonderful travel destinations. And the current director of the National Parks, John Jarvis, has done an amazing job. The parks are so beautiful, so well kept. He has really invested a lot in making them accessible for the physically challenged. So they're open for everyone, and they're yours.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of people do that in the summertime, especially in the beginning of the summer. That's where you'll see, you'll notice on travel magazines, there's a lot of emphasis on the parks, for sure. Do you, you know, when I was a kid, Marco, we used to, because my mother was all about travel and learning about other cultures and all that. So what you're talking about really means something to me. I think it's important for people to do that. We used to open a vacation club. So we learned as kids, okay, so you put a little bit of money away every month, every week, and then you have the money. Would you advise people to do that? Because we talked in the beginning and said one of the obstacles that you'll find is people say, oh, I don't have any money. Is it good to just put it separate and put it aside, and maybe there's a chance they'll take that vacation?
Yes, definitely. Just like you have, you know, maybe different destinations on your bucket list, destinations that you would like to travel to, you should have a money bucket as well.
And, I like that.
You know, yeah, put a little money aside, and also get the kids involved when you plan vacations. And no matter if you're taking them to Disney World or National Parks, get them involved. Nowadays, the kids are so tech savvy, as we know, that, you know, they find a lot of information on the different places that they want to go. So take them into consideration. Just, you know, probably the rule of thought would be, or thumb would be, to tell your kids to look into an educational experience. So, for instance, if they're going to a theme park, let's say Disney World, you can mix that with a national park. You know, only 4 hours away is the Everglades National Park, or going to Cape Canaveral, the Pit, and learning a bunch about space travel.
Absolutely. Okay, and how about you? What's your favorite place? This is a tough question for somebody in this business. What is your favorite place, or your top two places you've ever been?
Well, that is a tough one, but so far, my favorite spot has been Bhutan, the Kingdom of Bhutan in Asia. It's a tiny kingdom between India and China and Tibet. It's just magical, beautiful. It's considered the last Shangri-La. Yeah, it's considered the kingdom of true happiness. I love Bhutan. I love Colorado. I love Alaska. Alaska is magical. It can be very exotic, too. And what I mean by that is going to the remote places of Alaska. Alaska is huge. It's vast and it's magnificent. And there's tons of national parks and lots to see and do in Alaska. It's really magical.
I love that. Alaska, that definitely would be on my list, too. And a lot of times the Alaska thing is great for cruises, no doubt about it. All right, Marco, thank you so much for joining us. If somebody wants to check out your site, where do they go?
Thepowerofeducation.com.
I love it. You have a great time in New York, and thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Tonight, welcome back to the show. Quick reminder, I know it's short notice. We told you a little bit last week. We're going to tell you again. Don't forget, we've got Nail the Score. That's coming up in our next segment. We'll keep you in the loop every single Tuesday in our second hour, Tuesday and Wednesday, in our second hour, or last segment, Nail the Score. That's when we pick the game of the week in the NFL. Our supercomputer does it. And once we have that game of the week, you get to call in and guess what the final outcome will be. And it's on Tuesdays because we have some Thursday games. And this week, to kick off the NFL, as you all know, we have Pittsburgh and the New England Patriots, led by Tom Brady. Right now, one of my favorite segments, Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo. Bingo! That means it's time to invite Nathan Reeder into the lion's den with us. Hi, Nathan. How are you?
Roar.
All right. I'm going to give you that one. That was pretty good. I like the roar. I don't know. How do people do? I don't know why I'm thinking of this. When people have to imitate animals, especially in plays, how do they do those big voices? I guess it's sound effects.
Yes, it's affecting things, isn't it?
It is affecting things, mm-hmm. isn't it? I would agree with you. All right, how about this? Here we have Venus Williams playing her sister Serena, and I think that they played a well-fought match at the U.S. Open. But the cool thing is Serena Williams wins in three sets, so she's that much closer to what they call a calendar Grand Slam, Nathan, which would mean she would have won all the major tournaments, four of them, in this modern era at the age of 34. And when you think of that, what a feat it is. She's an American. And I think it's something to celebrate, whether you're a tennis fan or not. How cool is that?
What to all the 34-year-olds out there? Yo!
I agree. I say yo.
1980, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I think it's great. Okay, so we go from, of course, we're going to go agree on that, and that's a bingo all the way around. I know you're going to say bingo.
Yeah.
To how about this? Seattle teachers are going to strike on the first day of school because their contract talks broke off. Is that fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo? I get fair contracts and all of that, but oh my gosh, on the first day of school on Wednesday, they couldn't come to an agreement, so classes were canceled for Wednesday. 53,000 students in Seattle Public Schools, they're not starting school because of that. And, you know, the Seattle Education Association represents about 5,000 teachers, support staff. They're going to picket the schools on Wednesday morning at all the schools. Here's what the deal is. They say that there's the district has countered with 172 million union proposals, a $62 million offer that includes wage increases, staff increases, 30 minutes of additional instruction time in the third year of the deal, blah, blah, blah. You know, the district had offered an increase of 9% over 3 years, but the union said 10.5 over 2 years. So, I mean, they're going back and forth, but to me, in the end, it's the kids who really suffer here, sadly.
Yeah, but, you know, I know about crunch time, and, you know, that's what they use to just take it, just go back to school. Sorry, you know about the kids. Come on.
Yeah.
I know about that crunch time, and a lot of teachers are working in conditions that are not conducive to the children getting an effective education in the first place. So I'm willing to bet a lot of them have put in the time enough to come up with energy and forethought to not go to their jobs. And, you know, I don't think that's crazy.
So bingo.
It's bingo for me.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I think is terrible is what you just said. It's the fact that the schools are in our country, and so many of these districts are in such a mess because there's not the right kind of equipment for teachers to use. Sometimes it's outdated books and other materials. And the conditions, you're right, the conditions are appalling. How we treat education, I think, is appalling. It's certainly in this country. I really do. After we went to Washington and we talked to so many of those teachers, boy, I got a real sense of there were some great things happening with communities trying to help. But sadly, there were a lot of things that weren't happening.
Well, I mean, I certainly don't think monetizing every single part of it is helpful, even though it's the way that we have to get our budget from it. It's just, I think that's a big part of it.
Yep, I agree too. That's a big part of it. All right, how about this story? Prosecutors say they're receptive to assault charges for high school players that hit a ref. This was a horrible thing. They're investigating this right now, but what happened, this was in Marble Falls. They had to speak to the John Jay High School defensive players who did the hitting during a 15-9 loss. But police have talked to the referee involved and the referee who led the officiating crew. And clearly you could see some of the video from it. And both players suspended from the football team and from their school pending a due processing hearing. But the video showed them they were blindsiding the judge. You know, they were hitting the judge. And so this video is nationwide. People are talking about it, but it's gone viral, obviously. The two players were behind the ref. He had his back turned to the players. When the play begins, one player ran full speed into him, tackling him to the ground. As the player gets up, the second one runs in and spears him with his helmet. And they don't even know what the motive is. What is going on there?
Well, there's plenty of non-motivated things, but, you know, what's going on is kind of an assault.
Yeah, they should be. I think they should be. I think they should be charged with assault.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think they're right to consider that. The high school players, I mean, anyone who saw it, even other high school players, couldn't believe it. It's like, what are you thinking about?
I mean,
and they're not thinking.
It's definitely a fruity bingo. Yeah.
Yeah, fruity. I agree. Absolutely. All right, how about this? A squirrel tested positive for the plague at Lake Tahoe. That's kind of scary, isn't it? I guess the...
What flavor of the plague?
No, a serious plague, like the Black Plague, like the bubonic plague. Mm-hmm. They're saying that he was found dead, and they're saying that it's the latest incident of the disease in California. They closed two Yosemite National Campgrounds because of it. It was a picnic area, and
Yum.
They did tests. And he has the plague. So you can't have people there either because it's so contagious, obviously.
Well, how long ago was it found and the tests done?
It was found 2 weeks ago, and they just did the tests. And so they found this within
right.
2 weeks.
What time traveling crew left their pet squirrel? Come on, guys. Fess up. You can call America Tonight about it.
Tell us now, 855-266-5283. I mean, it's terrible. Here's the sad part. In August, they closed the campgrounds because they wanted to treat it with insecticide. There was a kid who camped there that had to be hospitalized because he had the plague. I mean, that's a centuries-old deal. But I would be scared to death if it was my kid, and that's what happened. And here's what happens. Fleas can live on them, so that's what they believed, you know, had carried the plague from the squirrel. So they're telling people, if you're walking or camping, don't be near rodent burrows. You wear long pants tucked into boots. When you're hiking, spray insect repellent with DEET on your socks and your pant legs and all that whole thing because of the flea bites. Boy, that would have frightened me. I don't know that. I think I'd pick a different time to go to Yosemite.
Yep. I'm not. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not. Right, so I'm going to say fruits and nuts. I mean, stay away. I don't want to get the plague.
Yep.
I can't even imagine what that would be like. I have the plague. That's terrible. I feel terrible for that kid, too. That's awful. All right, how about this one? We have another one that I was surprised by in reading a couple of different things about this shortage of psychiatrists. I thought that was a desired field to go into, but they say there's been a serious shortage of psychiatrists, and it's kind of a wild, sad irony because of the troubles with healthcare providers, I guess, and policy that, you know, people who are trying to get to psychiatrists, they say they have a serious drive time. Some states are talking about the telepsychiatry to fill in the gaps. In Texas especially, they have a severe shortage. So they're offering to pay the student loans of a psychiatrist willing to work in underserved areas.
Hmm.
How about that? So if that was your profession, they'll pay your student loans.
Well, shoot.
Shoot, we should have gone into that field.
I mean, I was started on that field. I didn't do it.
Wow. Well, they could use you now. According to the American Medical Association, the number of physicians in the U.S. decreased by 45% from 1995 to 2013.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and the number of adult and child psychiatrists rose by only 12%. So there's a big shift here. Wow. I'm going to say fruits and nuts. Kids, anybody listening, try to go into this field. We need you. We need you. Thanks, Nathan.
You've got it. Use those brains, guys.
Absolutely. Nail the score coming up around the bend.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. If you want to weigh in on Nail the Score, better get in line. Remember, you can send us an email as long as it's from now until the top of the hour at americatonight.net and dial these digits 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. We use our supercomputer, and with the help of the supercomputer, we will choose the game of the week. Nathan, let it rip. Of course, we start here. The Sunday night game on NBC, the Giants and the Cowboys. How about that? So is this the year for the Dallas Cowboys? What will the Giants look at? Coming into the season, and if you want a few other particulars of this game, it's in Dallas at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. In looking at the line, Dallas is given up 7, and Eli Manning, who knows, he's like a box of Cracker Jacks these days. You don't know what you're going to get. I would put my money on Tony Romo if I were going quarterback-wise. So I'm going to say that the Cowboys win this, and I think the final score is 27-24 because I do think it's going to be a tight game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout to start the season. But what do you think? Because we're trying to nail the score. The object is just tell me a scoring guess and what team. And if you correctly nail the score, you win, brother. You win the prizes. So the number again is 855-266-5283. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete, what do you think?
Oh, man, I have been enlarging the bunker. Let's go Dallas 32 and the Giants 27.
32-27. Brother, you are locked and loaded, as they say.
Cool.
Cool. Good job. 32-27. So he thinks it's going to be a tight game. Good luck, Peter. A tight game like I do. You may have a different score in mind. 855-266-5283. Spread the word because nail the scores back. I just think it's so fun to do this, right? Grim, he's been talking about this, and here he is. Grim, you have the floor. What happens here?
No more hell to cheese. No more emails. No more. Thank God, finally. Thank God for the church bells. Well, Dallas, nah. 17, New York, 28.
Ooh, 28-17. New York. So you're saying it's not going to be Dallas. Forget Tony Romo in this first one.
Well, you're still using that Tandy 2000 to pick the games.
The Tandy 2000. That's hilarious. Oh, you cracked me up. The Tandy 2000. Boy, I'll tell you what. Jerry Jones will have a heart attack if they start out the season that way. But you know what? They're missing DeMarco Murray, their star running back. They picked up Stephen Morris, who might end up being good. But, Grim, I don't know, maybe you're onto something, and you're right. Maybe I'm completely wrong. So, New York 28-17. Who wins this game? Dallas Cowboys or the New York Giants, who are coming in, obviously, in this first one out of the box. Sunday night's always a very big night for football these days because it's, you know, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. And who doesn't like just, tapping off the weekend with some Sunday night football? Dan in Texas, you're going to weigh in. What do you think?
31-17, New York Giants, Tony Romo's butt.
Oh, Dan, are you going to have to move? Are you incognito? Do your neighbors know where you live?
I can whip all of them.
That's right. Dan in Texas, for everybody listening, you know where to find him. He's against your Cowboys. Thanks, Dan. 31-17. So how about that? So Grim and Dan weigh in, and they both think that the Cowboys are going to lose. We have some emails. We still have a few minutes where you could sneak in a phone call. So 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You get how it works. You don't have to know anything necessarily about the game. You know what they say, paralysis by overanalysis. So you're just trying to get the score right. It's like the Powerball or Mega Millions or Keno or anything where you're coming up with numbers. So why don't we put Nathan on the spot since he's such a big sports fan. Nathan, what do you think happens in this game?
You know, I think I'm kind of going to lean with the kids and go with the Giants. I'll go 28-17, Giants.
No, you can't do 28-17 because Grimm did that.
Oh,
28-21. 28-21. No, you got it. 28-21. Very nice. Okay. So that is three for the G-Men. Only two, Pete and I, picking the Dallas Cowboys. Wow, Tony Romo was even on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You must believe there is a jinx here or something if you're not thinking. By the way, that it's going to be the Cowboys. It is an 8:30 kick in the East. 8:30, that game kicks off, and I don't know, when I look at the Cowboys, they secured Dez Bryant, their offensive weapon. When, you know, I look at, and it wasn't Stephen Morris, by the way. Stephen Morris was who was picked up by the Philadelphia Eagles, so I don't want to confuse anyone. Stephen Morris is the quarterback that was picked up by the Philadelphia Eagles in place of Tim Tebow. Because how about this? This was a big story. When they cut down the rosters to 53, Tim Tebow, who looked like he was going to make the team, didn't make the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the for running backs, this Christian Michael, who had a Texas connection from A&M, is who is the running back that jumps in because DeMarco Murray, of course, is gone. He went to the Philadelphia Eagles. So that was a big pickup. It was a big pickup in a way for the Cowboys just to have somebody else, another back there. So we'll see. We'll see how that works out. I mean, either that goodbye DeMarco Murray thing works out for them or it doesn't in choosing between him and Dez Bryant. So Dez Bryant had better step up, I think, for the Cowboys. You may have some fans that are pretty irate. We got some people that are sending us email guesses. Remember, you can always do this. This one from Mary. Mary, it says, "Hi, Kate. Glad Nail the Score's back. I happened to catch you say that the other day. The winner of this game, as I frantically ran to listen, is New York. I have to agree with the three other guys who said that. I like New York to win it and the final score to be 25-14. 25-14. This one from Jonathan. Final score, without a doubt. What is wrong with people calling Dallas Cowboys? Dallas Cowboys win this all day long. Fans, new season. I don't see it going any other way. My final score is 45-32. Whew. 45-32. That's putting a hurting on that Giants defense. But if they get inflated and there's a couple of, it's all about turnovers. You have turnovers on kickoffs. You have bungled fumbles that lead to points, any of that kind of stuff. That's why it sounds so sports cliche-ish, but you got to hang on to the ball because the loose ball ends up sinking teams in one direction or the other, whether it's fumbles or even bad field position from bad punts. And I think special teams play a bigger role now than ever. For some reason, a lot of times it gets poo-pooed, but it's an important spot. That's why I thought if Tim Tebow was willing to play in another spot, that maybe he could sneak into that roster for Philly as someone on special teams, but that was never going to be the deal. He was either going to be a quarterback, third-string quarterback, or not. Thanks for playing Nail the Score. Good luck to everybody.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV.